Hi guys, welcome back to the Balanced and Empowered Fitness Podcast. Hannah Polly here. Hope you guys are all having a great week. Hope you guys all had an awesome Easter and looking forward to diving into this episode. So around Easter time got me thinking a little bit, and this is something that I go over a lot with clients, like on team calls and just like on one-on-one conversations. And I feel like this is just really helpful info to put out there, especially for a podcast episode, because I want to teach you guys how to go about social settings with food. So I always like to use what I call the plate method. So this works seriously anywhere. It works at holidays. It works at any, like I said, any social setting with food, and especially with this time of year with summer, spring coming up, you're gonna have a bunch of grill outs. So it works for those as well. Because I think it's really important for, if you're someone who's looking to make healthier decisions, whether you're working with a coach or maybe you're not yet, and you're trying to learn portions and how to go about social settings with food, because sometimes that's always the hardest part, right? It's like sometimes people can be so on point with eating within their normal routine, with their meal prep and whatnot. But then when it comes to a setting where they're not really in control of what food's served, they feel like they feel anxious about it. They may feel like they're going to go overboard. And I think it's just really important for these situations is to have a good understanding of how to go about it. And that way you can still enjoy all the good food there, yet still feel in control about your portions and decisions. So let's dig in. Okay, so like I said, this is what I call the plate method. So how I would love to go about this is typically no matter what setting you're in with food, there's typically always a protein source, right? So when I say a protein source, I mean any type of meat. So whether there's burgers, there's steak, there's seafood, there is, gosh, even hot dogs, although hot dogs I would say are like the very bottom of the totem pole there. So that's what I mean when I say protein source. Okay, so how to go about building your plate. Now, what I suggest is start with a plate. And this also works at a buffet as well. And it can just help you feel in control. And like I said, be aware of portions and hunger cues. And, this can help you avoid overeating. So what I suggest is taking a plate and filling half of your plate with a protein and green veggie source there. So some examples of this, let's say like for Thanksgiving, okay? Some examples of this could be, I'm gonna fill half my plate with the turkey that's there. And then they have green beans as well. So I'm gonna fill half my plate is gonna be completely consumed with that turkey and that green beans, making like the protein most of it. That's always a really good rule of thumb. And I'll explain after why. And then allowing the other half of you to try the portions of the sides you want to try. Okay. So again, our example here is Thanksgiving. Typically maybe there's mashed potatoes, maybe there's stuffing. So, corn souffle, sweet potato casserole, just stuff like that. The more carby, high fat type of foods, you would say. That way you can try everything you want to. You can still enjoy the food that you want to try, yet feel in control. So that's how you build your plate. Half of it, like I said, make sure to prioritize protein and veggies first. So make sure you fill half of it with that. And then allowing the other half for just small portions of the sides you want to try. Okay, so once you get your plate made, you sit down, eat the protein and veggie side first. Because and the reason I want you to prioritize protein is because protein is going to be typically the hardest macronutrient to hit when you're out at a social setting, because like, carbs are in everything. Fats are in a lot of like processed or like home cooked foods. So trying to make sure you're getting the most out of your protein, what that's going to do, that's also going to help you feel a little bit more sustained and that can help you avoid overeating. Okay. So eat the protein and veggie side first. And the reason I have you choose that green vegetables is because they're going to be a lot more nutrient dense. And I know not every social gathering is going to have a green veggie, but if there's like any type of green vegetable, green beans, if there's salad there, you can utilize that. Even if there's like black beans or baked beans, that could be fine. Just some type of vegetable. It's going to help give you some fiber as well. So eat the protein and veggie side first because it's going to help just fill you up a little bit more. It's going to help with appetite control because sometimes when you go into like a social gathering with food, you're probably hungry, right? Because typically if there's food there, we're going to like we're not going to eat right before we go because we're like, okay, there's going to be food there. So I'm going to plan my food for there. So that way you're not going into it like and eating all the sides while you're starving, because that can again lead to overeating. So if you eat the protein and veggie side first, you're going to feel a little less hungry. You're going to have a little more appetite control. And you might not even finish the sides that you want to try because you're a little bit more, you're sustained, right? I'm not saying it's a bad thing if you finish them, but you might get to a point where you're halfway through your sides on the side, you're like, all right, I'm good. I'm feeling full. And like the thing with any type of setting with food is just don't eat past feeling full. Don't get yourself uncomfortable where you feel sick and you have to unbutton your pants. Like if you can avoid getting to that place, like no one ever feels good when they get there. So I always say eat until you're full. Don't eat past feeling full. So that way you make sure you eat your protein and veggies first. That way you make sure you're getting your protein in, because that's something that we don't want to miss, the protein. That's important. As I've talked about in various podcasts, so that could be, again, we don't want to dig into that today because I'll go on a rant about how important protein is. So that's a great way to go about it. Now, I suggest finishing that, eating until, like I said, you're full, drink some water. Now, if you're still hungry, like half hour later, and you're actually hungry, like you're not just like, oh, I want to like snack on some food, like you're actually like, feeling hungry, go back up and get some more protein and greens. Like that's how I always like to go about it. Now, it's not always going to be perfect, but that is the best way, like I said, to feel in control of your decisions. And I'm telling you, that plate method, it never fails. Like it always works so well. And every time I eat my protein and veggies first, I never typically overdo it on the sides. And I feel like no one else does, because a lot of times, again, you're going to be pretty sustained from finishing that protein source and veggies up first. Both of them, veggies are also more like nutrient dense. Okay. So the way that our body digests protein and more nutrient dense foods is a little bit different, slower of a process. So that can help with tide us over a little bit more. Versus if we're eating like rolls and bread first, that digests quickly. Like that doesn't really fill us up as much as in like, like sweets and candies and stuff. That's not going to fill us up as much as like a protein and veggie source. So I hope that makes sense. If you're like a visual person and you're listening to this and you're like, I would love to see a visual of this, please message me. Again, my socials are always linked below, whether it's my page or the podcast page, and I'm happy to send you the visual. I always send it to my clients whenever like we have a holiday coming up, or if they're curious on how to go about eating. I have like cute little visual made up that just kind of clarifies it. So also, when I mentioned on the half of the other half of the plate where you want to try the sides, like I said, it's going to be small portions, because if there's like three or four sides you want to try, like you're gonna just be able to fit like a small portion of each. And I feel like that's always just a very happy balance. Like we don't need to overdo it on anything, but also making sure to fit whatever dessert you want to try. There's two different ways to go about dessert. You can fit whatever dessert that you want to try on that second half with all the sides, and typically again it's going to be something small, like a maybe a cookie, or maybe like a cupcake or a small piece of cake, whatever that may be. Or there's also something called a dessert graveyard, people call it. So we save dessert until after. We only eat dessert if we're hungry. If we're full, I always say pass on dessert, because it's like, why eat past feeling full? You're not going to feel good afterwards. But a dessert graveyard is where people will take like one or two or three of the desserts they want to try and just try like small bites of them. Now, the reason I'm not in favor of this one is because it is wasteful. Like you're pretty much like gonna be wasting food if you do it that way. But I feel like that's better than overindulging and like binging on desserts. It's gonna make you feel really sick after. Maybe someone else can eat the rest of the desserts for you. But like I said, I think the best way to go about it, instead of doing the dessert graveyard and trying little pieces of it, like trying a bite of each one and then just throwing it away or throwing it out, because like I said, that's wasteful. And sometimes that can tempt you to overeat on the desserts because you already have them like on your plate, right? Versus just saying, okay, I'm going to pick one dessert, whether it's a cookie, a brownie, cupcake, I'm going to fit it on my sides of the side half of the plate, and I'm going to eat it and I'm going to enjoy it. So that's how I would recommend it. That way you're not being wasteful, like I said, and that way you're not tempted. So I hope that makes sense about how to build your plate. So just an overview, half your plate and what we want to eat first, the protein source, the green veggie source. Other half of the plate, and I'm talking like you split the plate in half vertically. Okay, so left side of the plate, protein, veggies, right side of the plate, small portions of the sides you want to try. Whatever else you can't fit on the plate, we don't need, right? And we eat before we We eat until we're feeling full. Once you're full, I always say we're good. Like, you don't have to finish everything on your plate because no one likes to overeat and feel sick and have to unbutton their pants and be miserable the rest of the social gathering, right? And then just a few tips too, as far as like going into a social gathering of foods. Like I said earlier, I never think it's a good idea to go into a social setting with food starving because just like you guys know how that is. Whenever you're starving, typically we don't make the best decisions, right? Like when I'm starving, I want to ravish everything and it can happen so quick where you're like, why did I eat that? Like I should have just like slowed my roll. And so if I always suggest eating your normal meals throughout the day. Now, if you know, like, okay, we have like, let's say it's a grill out later, and you know there's gonna be like a lot of like fun foods there. There's gonna be a lot of foods you want to try. Still making sure to keep like protein in, right? So still have a breakfast, still have a lunch. Don't like skip meals just because you have a social gathering. We don't want to have that mindset of like, oh, I'm gonna eat like a bird earlier in the day. That way I can ravish later because that's gonna end up you feeling overeating and feeling sick. And we don't want that uncomfortable bloating feeling. So eating like a lighter maybe breakfast, a lighter lunch, a lighter snack, but just making sure to prioritize protein, trying to get 20 to 30 grams of protein in each meal. And just laying a little bit lower, not saying you have to exhale carbs and fats, but let's say for breakfast, you typically eat like three whole eggs, three egg whites, two pieces of bread, two tablespoons of natural peanut butter. Maybe lay low on the peanut butter and just do like the eggs and toast. That way you're saving like some fats for later in the day for your grill out. And then for lunch, let's say you plan on doing like a cup of rice with 4 ounces of chicken with almonds. And this is just general example. Maybe skip on the almonds that way, because again, you're saving you like a lot more fats for later. Because a lot of times, any social setting with food, with baked goods, with like a grill out or anywhere, there's going to be a lot of fat. Like your fat intake is going to be a lot higher there. So saving like your fat and carb calories for later can be really beneficial. But still prioritizing your protein, because typically you're not going to get enough protein when you are at a social setting with food. So making sure to prioritize that throughout the day is extremely important. And that way, like I said, you're not going into the setting starving because you're probably going to overeat on the foods that aren't the most nutrient dense and you're going to eat really fast and you're going to be like, oh, I feel so sick. And like, that is just never fun. Like, I think that is the absolute worst feeling. So these little tips can help you avoid that. So, and also just staying hydrated. Staying hydrated is so important. Literally, if in simple terms, if you are dehydrated, your body it'll actually make you feel more hungry. So there can be like mixed signals sent where it's like you're not actually hungry, you're actually dehydrated, but that can also cause you to overeat if you're feeling hungry when you've actually had it already like a decent amount of calories. So hydration is important. Making sure to prioritize protein and veggies, you know, some fruits throughout the day before a social gathering. And like I said, sticking to the plate method, it works anywhere. It works holidays, it works buffets, it works at grill outs, it works at weddings. Like it seriously never fails me. And so I wanted to share. Like I said, if you guys are a visual person, you want a visual of this, let me know. Shoot me a message. I'm happy to send it to you. I hope this was helpful, short and sweet here to the point. I just thought it was really relevant after Easter. I'm like, this would be a great podcast episode. Because again, I know sometimes people don't know how to go about social settings with food. I know sometimes it can cause a little bit of anxiety if you're trying to lose weight, or maybe like you've started losing weight and you're like, oh my gosh, I have all these like parties coming up and I don't want to lose progress. Like I don't want to like have anxiety about it. This can be so helpful. And the more that you do it, the better you're going to get at it. It's never going to be perfect right away, but as you continue to practice the plate method, prioritize portions, listen to your hunger cues, don't eat past feeling full, like you're going to be just fine. So, as always, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope it was helpful. I know it was kind of short and sweet here, but I like those episodes sometimes. You know, it's to the point and it's helpful. And I hope that you can utilize this in your upcoming parties this summer. So, please rate this 5-star rating if you're on Spotify. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please 5-star rating. Leave me a review. I absolutely love feedback and I appreciate it so much. And as always, I always love suggestions of things you guys want to learn about, what you want me to talk about. Always feel free. My inbox is always open. Shoot me a DM. Let me know. Give me some feedback. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say thank you guys for the support and for tuning into this week's episode. And I will see you all next episode. Thanks, guys.